morning, Jake. How's the cleanup this morning?
They're not good. I can't believe what happened.
For a bit of context, we went whenever we record, I stay at Jake's, which is lovely because I'm based up in Manchester. Yeah. Come down, record. I stay at Jake's, which is lovely, lovely little setup. And last night we treated ourselves to Domino's.
Lovely Domino's.
Door went. Jake went up to the door. I sat on the sofa, chilling back, and I heard, oh shit. Ah, oh, shit. And I was thinking, he's dropped my pizza. And walked behind. And it was, imagine, that it's like someone had been stabbed, but they were, instead of blood, they had Big Dip.
They'd bled garlic and herb.
It was somehow like up on the ceiling.
I'd ordered the Big Dips for us to, I thought we would sort of like have a nice sort of like Lady and the Tramp sort of moment of just like dipping our pizza into the Big Dip together. I don't know, honestly, I have no idea how it happened. He gave me the pizza, the Big Dip went flying and just splat. It was like a Jackson Pollock of Big Dip all over the wall.
It was so high up the wall. All up the door.
Yeah, I mean, luckily the thing about the Big Dip is that there's so much emulsifier in it that it wipes off quite easily.
That's not...
It's a slippery dip.
Then you've got a white door with sort of green specks on it anyway, haven't you?
So yeah, I mean, there was always specks on it anyway. Yeah. No, clean-up's fine. It does smell like garlic, but you know what? That's just my vibe anyway.
It's a bit of an improvement. Yeah. I walked into Jake's room this morning and he went... sorry, mate, it was just me and him staying there. It's nice, it's sort of like cohabiting. Yeah. And woke up, he went, just come on in, mate. I walked in his room and he went, sorry, it might smell of fart in it. But I loved fart in the infinitive. Fart. not farts. Sorry, mate, I've been farting. Just went, sorry, mate, it might smell of fart.
It might do. I don't think it did it?
No, it was all right, actually.
It was all right, yeah.
It was all right. It now feels a bit disrespectful, but somehow we've got a segue into our guest from fart.
Yeah, I don't want, sorry. I'm so sorry to our guest for having fart and their name in the same sentence.
As your intro.
Yeah. But our guest is a brilliant comedian and fart lover. Kieran Saghi, who I'm very excited to meet. I've never met her before.
No.
She's a very talented comedian, and she's in the pub right now, ready to quiz with us.
Should we go and get a pint in?
Let's do it. Joining our pub quiz team this week is a comedian who has been described as devastatingly funny. Let's hope her general knowledge isn't as devastating. It's Kieran Saghi, everyone. Wow, what do you think about that intro?
You guys dissed me as soon as... So that's what you brought me here to do?
Yeah.
Who you said brought you me here to diss no, me no, and no, shame me?
That was positive. Yeah.
It was positive. You're devastatingly funny.
What does that mean,
I'll
devastatingly
walk off
funny?
Right now.
Can we dive
I'll
in?
I'll walk off this podcast right now.
Yeah, nice quick episode.
Honestly, we've had people walk off earlier during the recording process. Yeah, what does it mean, yeah, devastatingly funny, do you think?
I don't know. Like, she was so... like devastated by how she'll never laugh that hard for the rest of her life.
I was imagining
that's
sort of
what
like,
I thought.
You're killing people with
a middle-aged couple who'd gone to see some comedy and they drive home like devastated about that. Really, really, really gutted. Really, really gutted.
I sort of pictured it.
That was too way funnier than I thought it was going to be.
I sort of pictured it like killing people. Is that funny? He's had a heart attack.
Yeah.
They're corpsing. No, they're corpses.
She's choked on her own laughter. Like this is just. Yep. I think a sign of someone a bit hungover is normally a pint on the table and a glass of water. Is that fair to say? Is
that's
that fair
to say?
A bit of a hangover.
I'm double fisting right now.
Yes,
I've not heard that phrase before.
Kieran, tell me, how good are you at a pub quiz?
I'd say I'm devastatingly good. I'm like
devastatingly everything.
I'm devastatingly. I'm. What? Like, are we gonna quantify it?
No.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Just in your own words, just what's.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to catch you out, yeah. Kieran.
Just absolutely devastating. I have a bit of an issue with.
I was getting that sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a bit of an issue with them. They're anti intellectuals.
Oh. What does that mean?
Like myself.
Well, you're anti. You're four.
Don't do this to me. Don't make me think.
So they are against anti. So you are right. So you consider yourself an anti-intellectual.
Oh yeah. See you guys didn't
see.
Get it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's
you
get
said
this.
It. You
pause,
said it. So
rewind.
They're anti-intellectual because they what? Because they only ask about certain types of knowledge.
No, it's just it makes people feel dumb sometimes, and I don't think that's right.
So have you ever been to a pub quiz and enjoyed it? Or have you always sat there and thought, oh, do you know what? This is just not for me.
You know what, Jake? The last time I went to a pub quiz...
Thanks
the
for
pub...
using my name, by the way. That's
You're
lovely.
Welcome.
That's really nice,
yeah.
Wow.
You know what, Jake?
I don't think that's ever happened before.
No, I feel like, you've read how to gain friends and influence people.
I reminded myself of your names before I came here. And I'm making eye contact right now.
Yeah, I know.
Liam.
Yeah.
And the other thing is... Quizmasters. Wait, actually, I did a pub quiz the other week. Mm-hmm. The last pub quiz I did. And the quizmaster... counted the points wrong. And so we lost. We were meant to be second place. And they counted them wrong.
That's awful.
And then we had to go up to the person and be like, hey, sorry, you counted this wrong. And they were like, well, what do you expect me to do about it? Oh. And they didn't even
with
fix
that level
hair.
Of sass as well.
Yeah, with that level of sass, yeah.
A bit like quiz is over now. We don't care.
Yeah, which is like, where's the integrity, I think?
Yeah. Well, I want to reassure you that we won't be like that. We take it seriously, don't
we?
We
take this very seriously, and we'll count the points properly as well.
Yeah, we'll count the points properly. Don't worry
about
that.
Okay, cool.
Do you have, we'd like to ask our guests for an interesting fact. Do you have an interesting fact for us?
Mm. Did you guys know that Australia is wider than the moon?
I did not know that.
And that is great.
That is up there with some of our best facts we've ever had.
You know what I liked about it? That was about, what was that, about six words?
Yeah.
That was, and it was just, still blew us away.
And yeah, you redid it with some swag as well. You'd like, finished a sip of your drink, put it down and said, did you guys know, and you knew we didn't know. You put that little prefix at the beginning.
Yeah.
Did you guys know, they won't know, that the moon is wider, it's less wide than Australia.
Wow.
It's fucked up, to be honest.
They should do something about it, shouldn't it?
Can we curse?
You can curse, especially when something as fucked up as that has happened.
It's fucked up.
Brilliant fact. This
Thank
sets
you.
Us in good stead, I think.
Thank you.
Can you provide us with a pub quiz team name for the three of us to go forth into this quizzing expedition together with?
I don't know. I was thinking booked and quizzy.
Wow, okay.
You know what I mean?
Booked Not and, really, tell me.
Because people say booked and busy, booked and quizzy.
Booked and busy, what does
or,
that mean?
Or I want it to be, what the quizzy?
What's nice about when people put quiz into the team name is that normally it's a pun on something.
Yeah.
But what the quizzy is not a pun on anything, is it?
Yeah, well, there's a trending rap song right now called What the Helly.
Sort of works,
so
doesn't
like,
it?
Off. It's in the zeitgeist, you guys know.
I think of the you come in here. Don't you come onto our podcast and ask us if we know the word the zeitgeist, knowing full
know
well that
zeitgeist.
We don't really know what the word the zeitgeist means.
So what one do you want to lock in as your team name? As our team name?
Since What the Quizzy got such uproarious laughter, I think we'll go with that.
Does our own reviews.
And we're all on board with
devastatingly
that.
Devastatingly quizzy. That would have been a good
name. Seeing as your reaction to it was devastatingly positive, we'll have to go with What the Quizzy.
So our quizmaster is... It's another returner. One of our quizmaster gladiators. And it is Dean from the Mucky Duck in Brighton. Now, basically, we had Dean send a quiz in before. He does his quiz at Mucky Duck in Brighton on Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
Cute.
And when he first sent his quiz in, do you remember the last one that he sent in?
Yeah.
And I couldn't get on board with the name Dean.
Throughout the whole quiz, he's just like, there's something about this quiz, I just can't get into it because of the guy is called Dean. I was like, what is so offensive about the word Dean?
And
this
I just
called
pictured
Dean.
This guy as being a bit of a knobhead.
Yeah, a pervert. Ooh. A pervert and a knobhead, yeah.
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 And then it turns out it sort of unlocked a bit of like a bit of trauma for me. This was the Alex Franklin episode, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It turns out I had some playing cards nicked by a kid called Dean when I was about 8. And it was that was festering. And then I realised it, and it was actually a question that prompted that revelation. And then it was like, relaxed. And then Dean, been in touch since, lovely guy. He sent me a pack of...
Sent him a pack of...
The playing cards, it was Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
When I was like 6 or something.
Right.
He sent me a pack and was, along with this game, he made his quiz game.
Right.
And I've now got a complete 180, and I love Dean.
He loves Dean.
Yeah.
We love it when he sends a quiz in. Sometimes we don't know the quiz masters, sometimes they're returning. And now, you're in a position where you are in... He's posting stuff to your address, which is worrying, to be honest with you.
He knows
the address.
He knows
the address. And where does Dean do his quiz, if you want to go and check it out?
The Mucky Duck in Brighton.
The Mucky Duck in Brighton. Now,
Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
So round one from Dean is English, maths, geography, science, and cryptic. Wow, okay, so we've got a lot to digest here.
Okay.
Question number one. There's a lot of words here. I've never seen anything like this before. I'm just going to read what I see. I have never seen this before. Here we go. Question one. Shakespeare say what? I will give you a famous quote from a Shakespeare play, but I will switch out one word with the word what? And you need to figure out the Shakespeare play you are quoting and what I swapped out with the word what? For example, this is a what I see before me. The answer here would be Dagger and Macbeth. Does anyone understand what's going on?
No.
Okay, great. So he's going to give a Shakespeare quote. and he's going to replace a keyword with what? Okay. So in the example, okay, take that in your stride. Why not? In the example, he said, is this a what I see before me? So it's, is this a dagger I see before me? I think we can do it, right? Okay, so our question is, all that what is not gold? By the way, the reason I said,
can you do the what again?
What? The only reason I'm going what is because he spelled it W-H-H-H-H-H-A-A-A-T-T-T-T-T question mark exclamation mark.
Yeah, and I think you're delivering it
perfectly. Thank you very much. All that what is not gold? Glitters. Glistens.
All that glitters is gold. That's what you're thinking of.
All that glitters is not gold. Or is it all that glistens is not gold?
All that glistens.
All that glitters is not gold.
I'm worried it's one of those things where we all think it's all that glitters is not gold, but the actual Shakespearean is all that glistens. Yeah, oh, man.
I don't know if glitter was a thing, though.
I'll go with what you said, Jake.
Wow, okay.
Glistens.
Picking sides early on. What play do we think it's from?
I don't know Shakespeare, okay?
Okay.
I'll be honest. Sorry to the listeners.
No, completely understandable. Yeah. I don't know the answer either. Shall we say...
All right, list Shakespeare plays.
Much Ado About Nothing, The Tempest. Oh.
Damn, you know your stuff. Romeo. These are deep cuts.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet, I Macbeth. It's going to be that.
Taming
of the Shrew. Could be that.
Summer's...
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yep.
We're just naming... Let's pick one that we like the sound. I like Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah, right, sure.
Yeah. Taming of the Shrew. I was in a Shakespeare play when I was... 17.
Really?
Yeah.
What were
at
you?
At school. I was,
Romeo?
I was, no.
Pause.
Don't start with that, you. We were so too early in the podcast. I was Mercutio. Do you know much about Romeo and Juliet?
No.
Mercutio is one of the characters who is on one of the sides, and he gets stabbed by a character called Tybalt. And they're meant to have a fight. And this was at school, and there was like 200 people in the audience. Big crowd for a school play.
And
I'm ready to get stabbed, but I have to have a little bit of a stage fight with the guy who's playing Tybalt.
Right.
And so we're coming up to the scene, and we do a little bit of tussling, and then he throws his stage punch. It's very good. Slap the leg. It's a classic. Punch, slap the leg. One of them.
Nice.
And then I do mine. And I really go for it, and I actually get some put. I really swing my arm back, and I knock him out.
Oh.
I completely misjudge the distance, and
shit.
I clip him straight in the face.
Oh.
It's
the
and
only
knocked him out.
And it knocked him out cold.
Ouch.
The only time I've ever punched someone, this is how traditionally macho I am. Is the only time I've ever punched someone is in a school performance of Romeo and Juliet. And I knocked him out clean.
Did you know straight away?
No, I honestly, it felt like I just clipped his nose.
Your hand didn't hurt? Because I've seen people throw a punch out. Like, oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
really knuckles.
Clipped his nose, and he just went thud onto the floor.
Shit.
And he was twitching as well.
Oh, no!
Yeah, this is rough. And there was like blood coming out of him, and he just wouldn't get up.
Did the audience know?
The audience didn't know. My dad actually afterwards said, oh, wow, that was really realistic. Did you have some like little blood pockets that just sort of popped up? And he just wasn't, because what was meant to happen, I was meant to throw the punch, and he's meant to immediately stab me, right?
Yeah.
But instead, I throw the punch, he thuds to the floor, and he just won't get up.
You've literally rewritten the script.
He won't get up. And we are having to think, well, how are we going to fill the time? We're sort of realising what's happened. And we start, me and the guys playing Romeo start improvising Shakespeare, which as a sort of 18, 17-year-old who doesn't really know Shakespeare that well, isn't that great. Because we're saying, get up, Tybalt. The hurt cannot be that much.
No.
You have to get up. Just speaking with a lisp. You have to get up. You have to get up. The hurt cannot be so much. Why, poor Tybalt?
You art thou being a pussy, I fear.
And he stumbled up, and we can see he's in a bad way.
It's about first aid kit on my hand. Where is thou head of drama for the support?
And we got the plastic knife out of his pocket and then just put it in his hand. He's stumbling around, doesn't know what's going on. And they're propping him up.
Oh.
And I just fall into the knife and go, oh, you stabbed me, you bastard. And I sort of like fake die. And then they had to carry him out. And he went to hospital and he had a reconstructive surgery on his lip because his tooth had gone through his lip.
Busted
yeah.
Him up.
Yeah, yeah.
You really hit it.
And the crazy thing is my dad filmed the whole thing.
Have you got the
video?
Do
you have it?
It's on YouTube, yeah.
YouTube.
My dad did. Let me run you through this. So it's on YouTube.
We'll insert this into the...
Oh, you won't be doing anything of the sort, thank you very much.
Yay.
I've only known you a year.
Put this on YouTube.
Right, so It was set in 60s America. Romeo and Juliet set in 60s America.
Is he the one who got punched?
Do you know what? I'm going to turn the music down.
Hold on.
Is he the one who got punched?
That's me.
Hip thrusting.
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, so it is.
That's me with my hair slicked back.
What era
yeah.
is this?
Oh, man.
So, in terms of it being filmed, it was probably about 2009, 2010. But in terms of what we were meant to be achieving, I think we were meant to be going for a 60s vibe. So I'm doing my thing there. Wow. And then here he comes. He's
How many views has this got?
400. So there's an American accent thing going on.
Wait, I need to hear
okay,
that.
Okay, right, sorry.
Why was it an American accent?
That's just what they decided to do. I think that someone had seen Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet and they thought, let's just do that.
Mate, how did you gain any power to...
Watch this. So here we go. So he does his punch.
That's great. Oh, that's great.
And now here comes
awesome.
Mine. Listen to the connection.
Mate, that's great.
Here we go. And he bounces off the floor.
Oh my god. Oh my god, he's out. He's out.
So this is us now making up Shakespeare.
No.
I've just done a double kick. I've thought, what can I do to sort of kill the time? And I thought, let's do a fake kick. You've never seen a kick faker than that. I need you stop. And my dad.
Was that in the script? Or did you know?
I'm just adding it now because I'm trying to think of how to kill the time.
Just make up, man. I'll fake kick.
Because I've got to remind you guys, like the moment
you made sure that one didn't connect.
Like the watch it again. The moment the punch happens is the moment that he's meant to basically like take it on the chin and then stab me. But instead, what happens is this, and watch how he bounces off the floor.
No!
Oh,
you making us watch the replay? You sick bastard.
And then he slowly, slowly gets up. He's wiping the blood off.
Shit.
And you can see us in the background whispering to each other, what the hell do we do? Thou shalt halt. That's not in Shakespeare.
Thou shalt halt.
Thou shalt halt.
Oh, mate.
What the hell do we do right now?
Oh, kissing my him. God. Yeah.
I'm trying to whisper to him amongst the Shakespeare of what to do.
That's cute.
Were you friends with him? Or?
Yeah, we were mates.
Did you speak much about this after? Or
yeah,
we don't see each other as much anymore, I'll be honest.
I think you owe him a formal apology. He had to have reconstructive surgery as
well. Well, I mean, he had to have his lips stitched up, yeah. I mean, that's reconstructive, isn't it?
Did people know after? Did people, like...
No, my dad still thought... I mean, he kept filming, didn't he? With the quality of that, what appeared to be a Victorian camera. There he is. But yeah...
I can't believe it. No teacher just went up on stage and went, this isn't a case of the show must go on.
Yeah.
A student in a school production has just been knocked out on stage. That's where you... You could have concussion.
Yeah.
He's twitching on... That's where you just step in and go, we're going to just take a brief pause here, guys. Question two of Dean's quiz.
Yes, so calculator words. I imagine this is going to be about, like, you know, the ability to spell boobs on
Got
a calculator,
it. Damn it,
that sort
that's
of
all
thing.
I knew.
So, he has said that... 225,856,658,859
Well done.
Times, thank you so much. Wasn't that incredible
to
read
really
that?
Good, yeah.
Times two spells out which celebrity name when totaled up correctly and turned upside down. You any good at math, Karen?
No.
Okay. Let's try and work this out, guys. We should be able to do enough long multiplications
to do
this.
Should I get my calculator?
No calculators.
Right.
He's actually said no calculators.
Yep.
So 2 times 2 is 4. So we just go along the line, don't we? Just 2 times 2. Yeah, I think that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know how to do it, don't you? You've known how to do it the whole time.
Just let me do it.
Okay, Kieran's going to do it.
I don't know if I'm going to be right, though.
Feel free to get involved at any point,
Kieran. Yeah. It's a massive part of the format is that the guests can just do it. Yeah.
Where to carry the
you knew how to do it the whole
it
time.
Because but like, so many ones to carry.
We're talking about a 9-digit number here.
Like, I'm pissed.
Remember to write it out in the way you'd see the numbers out on a calculator, because we need to turn it upside
really
down to, like, an old
school
calculator.
And what we're looking for, again, we're looking for
which celebrity name it spells out when totaled up correctly.
You finished?
Yeah, I think that may... Could that spell out a name? There's a lot of threes.
So we're going to turn this over. Oh, okay. Yeah, this does look like it could spell something.
Holly. Oh, it's meant to be Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. Very good.
Well done.
Kieran!
Let's go.
First high five of the pod.
Well done.
Kieran, do you want to get involved in one of those?
I can do maths!
Do you want to
get a high five? I can actually do maths!
You just did pretty
sick.
Well. Wow. Question number three. The coat of arms of Ecuador is located in the center of the flag of Ecuador. You'd have thought so. If you were to remove the coat of arms of Ecuador, what country would that flag turn into?
Ooh, lovely question.
Dean, this is a great question, but it's hard as hell.
Dean!
Would it be...
Go on, have a think.
Ecuador.
Yeah. I'm not going to know anymore later. You know what I mean?
Let's come back to it. Let's come back to it. I disagree with that, Kira, actually. I think that the subconscious often ruminates on something.
It works
and then
in mysterious ways.
It does. Yeah. Do you not find that when you're thinking about something and you just like park it for a second?
Just to linger on question three, I think it could be Romania.
That's a really good answer, man.
I think it's a brilliant answer.
Yeah.
You want to just go for it.
I think that's a really good answer. Question number four. Tungsten? Yeah.
All right.
I love the sound of that.
Oh! Pleasure to meet you.
Tungsten? I've just met you. Tungsten, indium, nitrogen, erbium.
Erbium.
Is it? Tungsten, indium, nitrogen, erbium. When changed to their chemical symbols in that order, spell out what word?
Oh, God. So TU, two in...
What?
Two in the...
TU, is tungsten...
I don't know. I just remember getting one of these from Dean before, actually, where it was a load of like chemicals put into their symbol, spell out a word, and there was no gold or aluminium.
I feel this is a very, very tricky round from Dean, I have to say.
Yeah, Dean. You really stumped us.
Yeah, I think you have. I mean, tuna, I would say, is an option.
Tuna.
What was the most trouble you got in at school?
I got in so much trouble. I got caught cheating.
On who?
you got
detention from necking off with the wrong person.
No, I just like cheated on a test. Like this teacher was infamously naive and didn't really pay attention, you know? So I got really cocky and I had essentially one of these sheets just here.
Yeah.
And she got us in the front row too. I was very arrogant.
Oh my gosh, in the front row.
And then I got caught and then... But I wasn't cool. I was very much a nerd. I was very much a nerd. I did not know.
When did things change?
In school.
Or
when
are you still
I moved
a nerd?
To the UK.
Oh, right.
I moved here when I was 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I could pretend to be cool, I guess.
And you thought, I'm going to pretend to be cool. And how is the pretending going?
Not well.
You've had to get caught out quite quickly.
I'm exhausted, actually.
It's knackering, isn't it?
Yeah. Once I tripped in front of the football team at school, I tripped. I couldn't get my laces were kind of tied, like force tied, and I couldn't undo the knot, and I was late for soccer practice.
That's like something that teen film.
That does, it? Doesn't it? It feels like so out of a teen film.
I was late
film.
For soccer practice, and I was running, and I just tripped. Just like kind of looked like that kick you didn't, you know? And I fell, and they all laughed at me. And it happened a couple times after.
Is that
like
the comedy sort of arc started?
And I thought this is my villain, origin story.
Yeah.
And here I am.
Being a villain.
Here I am trying to figure out chemistry.
So should we just go for it? So
what I've done basically is I've said, like, I know that there are a lot of chemical elements, right, that don't just have the first two letters as their symbol.
Yeah.
Of course there are. But if we just took that at face value and went tungsten TU, indium IM, nitrogen NI, and erbium ER, you would get something like TUINNIER.
Yeah.
Which would, if you take out the extra letters, give you tuner, like someone tuning a piano.
Tuner? Oh, that's a good shout, yeah.
But
sorry, when you were saying tuner, I thought you meant the fish.
Oh, you meant the fish.
I was going with the meters and of letters for that.
Yeah. No, I think it might be tuner. But.
Let's go with that, shall we? Tuner.
Well, let's go with tuner for now, shall we?
Yeah.
Number five.
Okay.
This is he's just put the word cryptic there, which in itself is quite a cryptic thing to do.
Yeah,
from
is.
Dean.
Yeah.
In the middle of the roundabout, from where I stand, there are multiple lanes, all changing from red to green. An arrow going east reads 6. A different arrow heading west says 11, and a different arrow pointing south says 3. The arrow going north will show me what number and why.
What the hell? am I listening to a bridge troll tell me a riddle? That's what I feel like I'm listening.
I think it sort of is.
I got Spiegel saying,
go on,
okay.
Do it again.
This is Dean trolling us.
Slow, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to slow it down a bit. In the middle of a roundabout from where I stand.
So you stood in a roundabout.
There are multiple lanes, all changing from red to green.
Mm-hmm.
An arrow going east reads 6. A different arrow heading west says 11.
Okay.
And a different arrow pointing south says 3.
Mm.
An arrow going north will show me what number and why.
So 3, 6, 11.
Let me see.
Have a look at that. So what could this be relating to?
I'm pissed off that it's 11 and not 12. Anyone else?
Yeah. Anyone else?
It's with the red and green.
Yeah, what's the red and green about? What's got red and green on it that's round? A darts board has got red and green on it that's round.
Wow.
That's very good.
Yes.
Genius.
Yes.
Genius alert. Murder.
Red to they green. Call it murder.
So.
Oh, is that where 11, 6 and 3 are?
Oh, mate, that is genius. So North would be 20.
Is that what it is?
I believe so, yeah.
Someone's played darts before.
Do you know what? We like to sort of analyse quizzes sometimes, Kieran. And I just think that, like, what's lovely about that, though, is that it does take two steps of knowledge. Yeah. Yes, you might be able to work out, a round thing that's green and red is a dartboard.
Yep.
But Liam's extra bit of knowledge of them where they're placed. Oh, that's satisfying to get,
that
isn't
is
it?
That's genius. What a question.
Sometimes it just takes a man's mind. You know?
That is genius.
I could never comprehend.
It was a question for the manosphere, wasn't it? It really was.
It really was.
That is the end of that round, which was English, maths, geography, science, and cryptic.
Yay.
A round themed. I mean, didn't really. You could just call it general knowledge, really, there, but it's not general knowledge because it's just there was a lot of working out. I think the whole thing was quite cryptic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You had the coat of arms thing, the calculator thing, you had the whole. You should just call it the cryptic round, I think. How do you feel that we did out of five?
Oh my gosh.
I'd be very happy with three. Let's see the answer, shall we? So, question number one. Interesting. We were torn between glitters and glistens.
Glistens.
It's glisters.
No way.
All that glisters is not gold. And it's from The Merchant of Venice, so nothing there, I'm afraid. But you did get to hear about how I punched someone in a Shakespeare play.
That was so priceless.
We'll insert that video on the YouTube. If you watch on YouTube, that will be on there.
Question number two, calculator words. We wanted to know whose name was being spelled out. Kieran, very well done. It was Billie Eilish.
Well done, that was all you.
Oh yeah, you got another high five there, go on. Do you want one of those as well?
Can I have one?
Please.
Thank you.
Your hands are very soft.
Does that feel good getting that?
It really does, you know? That's what we do it for.
That's why we quiz, baby.
Yep.
Question number three, the coat of arms of Ecuador. Look, we weren't sure, were we? We said Romania.
Yeah.
Turns out it's Colombia.
I feel a bit silly now.
Fuck.
I feel like I should have got that.
Why?
I just feel like I should have got that.
Don't be hard on yourself.
Yeah, it's a very hard question to get.
Stupid idiot.
No, don't say that.
Stupid
boy.
Question.
Don't talk about my friend Liam like
that.
That's
why I never got an A.
Question number four. Tungsten, indium, nitrogen, and erbium. When changed to the chemicals, I mean, we went with tuna.
Tuna, yeah.
It was winner. Who'd have thought?
So what you'd have needed to know is that tungsten, the chemical symbol is W, which none of us knew.
Sorry,
Kieran, were you about to sit there and say, I did think it might have been...
No.
Because it would have been lovely during the round.
Yeah,
would have been lovely, yeah.
It's always a good teammate.
Tuna was just not nearly enough letters.
You didn't fucking say anything, did you?
You know, I didn't want to undermine your guys' intelligence.
No, please undermine
it. I'm a guest on this podcast. I don't want to insult you.
It was only one letter off.
Yeah, it wasn't too far. And finally, question number five. We really struggled. We thought we were never going to get there.
Yeah.
It was indeed 20 because you're looking at a dartboard.
That's great. That's great.
I think Dean's a genius for being able to write that quiz question.
So at the end of round one, the English, maths, geography, science and cryptic round is 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
It's not a brilliant start, is it?
No, but we'll do better.
So round two is sports and general randomness.
Oh, it's a little bit crazy. That's
a bit fun, isn't it?
A bit crazy. General randomness. Yeah. General randomness at your service, how are you? I'm always doing crazy things.
That's great. That's a lovely little bit of fun.
That's good, yeah.
So question one in sports and general randomness. This Premier League's 2024-25 season sees four teams feature a flower on their team badge. Manchester City and Chelsea are two of the four. Can you name the other two?
We had an oh god from Kieran Sagu there. Not a big football fan?
Football.
What sport were you playing as a child?
I played football my whole life.
A soccer head.
Yeah, I'm a big soccer head.
You're a big soccer head, okay. Do you follow English, the men's game in English football?
I don't follow a team. No, I just, you know, hear ramblings about it from straight men I pass by in the streets.
Speaking of which, Liam, do you know the answer to this?
I'm just currently trying to keep chatting.
Do you know what's really tricky is that, honestly, if you'd have told me this question, I wouldn't have thought Man City and Chelsea even have one.
I would have
said, Chelsea's a lion, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I agree. That's what I mean. I think it's almost a little Maybe United. Maybe Man United does.
Okay, let's put United. And then, do you know what else we should go for? Because he said this Premier League 24-25 season sees four teams. We should go for one that isn't normally in the Premier League.
That's a really good shout. So then you add Ipswich, Southampton, Ipswich. And who was the other one who's gone down? Leicester.
Ipswich, I like as an answer.
I don't think it's Ipswich. We can go with it because I haven't got anything better, but we can go Ipswich.
I've got a feeling. Yeah, it's a funny little feeling.
All right, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Ipswich.
So you've gone with United and Ipswich.
Kieran, you checked out of that, and that's fair enough. What were you doing in the meantime?
Just did this little drawing of a flower and a butterfly.
Wow.
That's nice, and it's relevant to the question.
Yeah, so and that reminds me of Ipswich, actually, as well. Lovely.
Yeah.
Question number two.
In the NBA...
Here we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Resident American. In the NBA, Miami have Heat, the Phoenix have Suns. What does Oklahoma have?
Ah, shit.
You're gonna know this one, surely.
Oklahoma? Who the fuck watches Oklahoma in the NBA?
Yeah, but isn't it just like...
What, can I just... Oklahoma. What does it mean, Miami?
It means like... So it,
Miami
it's just,
Heat.
Yeah, it's just a way of phrasing it. It's like the team is called Miami Heat. Or
Phoenix,
like Phoenix, LA Lakers, that sort
Phoenix,
of thing.
Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
What does Oklahoma have?
Oklahoma...
Otters.
Otters.
I just want to say, like, Rangers or some shit. I don't know why, but I don't think that's
Rangers.
A thing.
Oklahoma
but like,
Rangers?
But if we don't know, I don't know.
We're looking all those on you here.
Cowboys? Yeah. That's yeah. Dallas Cowboys, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Raiders?
Saints?
Why does Raiders or Rangers is coming?
Is that?
Let's put Raiders.
Okay.
We're going to put Raiders. We're going to put Raiders, but just to enforce...
We looked at the page and
just to enforce, like, how unsure we are, can you just say Raiders in the way you said it again?
Raiders.
No, you didn't. You said Raiders?
Raiders?
Okay, question three.
Question three. Rearrange the celebrities from top being the most cheapest to most expensive on Cameo.
Most
so
cheapest.
We need the cheapest first and then the most expensive.
Oh.
So, Justin Hawkins, lead singer of The Darkness.
Yes.
Basil Brush, CBBC puppet entertainer. Judy Murray, mother of Andy Murray. And Rhys James, comedian of Mock the Week.
Rhys James is going to be, and Rhys, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not, love you to bits. I think you're last. It's got to be.
So you put him top?
Got to be last.
Sorry,
didn't you?
Sorry, cheapest, yeah.
Didn't you get a cameo off Judy Murray?
We did, yeah. I did.
How much did that cost you?
I was on a stag do, and we did a lovely little thing where we, in each pub that we went to on the stag, we got a different cameo for him to set a challenge. Mm. Judy Murray was one of the people. She did, bloody hell, I tell you what, you order a cameo from her, she does it swiftly. She does it very swiftly.
She hasn't got much else on.
I think she was in she's in the sort of £40 to £50 mark.
Okay.
It's quite a lot. Stop. Basil Brush, I think, is going to be... A lot. We go, Reese is the cheapest.
How much do you think Reese is charging? 30?
I think Reese is charging 30 quid, yeah. I think Basil's
75.
Do you reckon he's quite expensive?
Do you know Basil Brush?
No.
Children's puppet.
Children's puppet. He was a fox that would go, ha ha ha, boom, boom.
I'm going to say 65.
So he was the puppet?
Basil Brush was the puppet, yeah.
But there's a bloke behind it doing the cameo.
And sorry, he has a different name.
And then Justin Hawkins, lead singer for Darkness. I think you might charge a bit, you know? Because if you think you're making a lot of money from gigs anyway, you're not going to be fanning about doing cameos for, like, the price of one ticket.
Yeah, okay.
I think you might be a bit more. I think you might be, like, 90 quid.
So what's your order?
So... cheapest, Rhys James at £35. Then Judy Murray at £40, based off your experience. Basil Brush, a bit more expensive, at £65. And then at the top, you've got Justin Hawkins at £90.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I think that's a good list.
Yeah,
sound good to
too.
You?
Me too, I agree.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
So should we do that? I agree.
Have
so
you ever
much.
Had to do a little shout-out message for someone, Liam?
Yeah, oh, actually, there's one in the DMs currently, which I said we'd do this weekend, because they're a fan of the pod.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
Lovely, yeah.
What's going on? What did they say?
Shall I get the message?
Yeah. Get the message, just have a listen.
Nice. She said, I got a message, hey, massive fan of the pod. I said, thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. She said, oh God, that's embarrassing. I sent that before I sent the rest of it. She's a bit of fun. And then she said, essentially, question, do you do cameos? I said, don't worry about sending it early.
Put your arm out like that.
I said, don't worry. I sent her a picture of me going, don't worry. And then I said, I'm not on Cameo, but if you have a request, I'm more than happy to help out. And she said, it's my mum's birthday and she's a massive fan. And I had this thought of some sort of personalised message for us as far as I got. Well, we'll take care of the rest.
Should we say happy birthday to her on the pod if she likes the pod? Yeah. What's her name?
That was as far as she got, actually. The girl's name's Kate.
Okay,
well, should we just say hello, Kate's mum?
If you have a daughter called Kate and you're listening to this, happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, we're going to work on how we do our messages, but let's do something later.
Okay,
birthday.
So question.
Thank you. I'm sure you were waiting to hear that from me as well.
Yeah, big time.
Big fan. Question four. Below is a list of ingredients that were mentioned in a UK number one single released back in 1998. Can you name the artist and the song? So, 2 tablespoons of cinnamon, 2 or 3 egg whites, 1/2 stick of butter, cup of flour, 1/4 cup of unsweetened chocolate, 1/2 cup of brandy, 1 or 2 bags of sugar, pinch of vanilla.
Wait.
Do you know the song from 98?
That just rings a bell so much.
And a UK number one. In 98.
Can you just say it again?
And all these ingredients were listed in this song.
Yeah, try and say it with a bit of melody in your voice. Go on, that'd be nice.
See, this jogs any memories. Okay. 2 tablespoons of cinnamon. Wow. 2 or 3 egg whites. 1/2 stick of butter. Ooh. Cup of flour. 1/4 cup of unsweetened chocolate.
Chocolate.
1/2 cup of brandy.
Brandy.
1 bag or 2 of sugar. Pinch of vanilla.
Christ the Lord. It felt very much like it did feel like a hymn. You made it like a hymn. Still no idea. I've still got no idea.
98 was a bit hip hop, wasn't it? I think that's what I think.
I got 2 tablespoons of cinnamon. 3 black. No, I can't do it.
No.
I don't know.
Give it a little Craig David.
2 tablespoons. Cinnamon. I don't know the answer. We're gonna have to. I hate any other artists
you want me to sing it in the tune of?
Can you do it in the style of
Morrissey?
Do it in the style of Morrissey.
Oh.
2 tablespoons of cinnamon, 2 or 3 egg whites, 1/2 stick of butter, cup of flour.
Lovely. Yeah. All right, I'll see you, Morrissey. I'm going to give it a... Well, actually, no, this is the new game.
This is the new game.
This is the new game.
Yeah.
Right, guess who this is.
Go ahead. Let's go guess who.
2 tablespoons of cinnamon, 2 or 3.
Sure.
Why's 1/2 stick of butter? Cup of flour, quarter.
Ronan Keating.
Ronan Keating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kieran, you got one in you? You got one in you?
I don't know.
Got one in you? We'll guess.
Yeah, you got to do it.
This is it. This is the game. This is new pod.
2 tablespoons.
Oh wow. Wow. Okay. Well, hang on. Yo, turn it up. Yo, Dre, you've been out doing this to adult producing.
No!
That was great. No. We'll guess.
A dad.
This is the pod.
2 tablespoons of cinnamon.
Mariah Carey!
Yeah! Yeah!
Kieran, do another one.
2 tablespoons of cinnamon, 2 or 3 egg whites, 1/2 cup of stick of butter, cup of flour.
I don't know.
1/4 cup of unsweetened chocolate. 1/2 cup of brandy, a bag.
Craig David, 7 days! Yeah! Wow. Let me do one! Okay.
Legs out,
mommy,
legs out.
Mummy, I need a wee. Mummy, I need to go toilet. I'm really excited.
2 tablespoons of cinnamon, 2 or 3. Egg whites, 1/2 stick of...
It's Elvis. But it's Elvis, yeah. Suspicious Minds!
Yeah! Yeah.
Liam, you do one, Liam,
beautiful,
you do one.
Beautiful.
Take my script.
It's, 2 tablespoons of cinnamon. Turn it up. 2 or 3 egg whites, turn it up.
It's Here Comes a Hot Stepper by Amy Camus.
Right, do we know the song?
No, we don't know the song.
Question
number 5.
When it comes to chart hoppers' names, Pamela and Angela are what? And we've got multiple choice here. First names of 2 past or present members of the Sugar Babes?
It's not that, I can tell you that.
Okay. Are they names mentioned in Lou Bega's Mambo No. 5?
Strong contender.
Real names in the hit duo Daphne and Celeste?
Unsure.
The first names of rock star Kid Rock's former wives?
No idea who he's married to.
So the only one, so Jake was adamant, it's definitely not Sugar Babes.
Definitely not Sugar Babes.
We can work out if it's two names mentioned in Mambo Number 5. A little bit of...
I like Pamela, Angela.
Yeah, it is.
Something and Rita. It's
Pamela, Angela, Rita.
Wait, no, sorry, it's meant to go like this. 2 tablespoons of cinnamon, 2 or 3 eyes, half a stick of butter, a cup of flour, cut a cup of unsweetened chocolate, half a cup of brandy, a bag or two. Woo!
That's great.
Something like that.
So yeah, B.
Yes. Yes, something like that.
Cool lads.
I'll finish with yeah.
Cool lads.
It goes. Do you think it's cool when a band starts a song, but you know, where they go? Yeah, I'm going to play a song for you now. It goes a little something like this.
I love that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you love that?
Like, does it go a little bit something like that?
Does it go a little bit like this? Wait, but I think it goes exactly like this because it's your song and you're playing it exactly how it goes.
It's a broke song.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to play a song that goes a little something like this.
Next time I do a set, I'm going to start it by going, I'm going to tell you guys some jokes. it goes a little something like this.
Right, let's find out some bloody answers, shall we?
Yeah.
So, the Premier League team, we're looking for the other two other than City and Chelsea with a flower on their team badge. We said United and Ipswich. It's Leicester and Southampton.
I think we got that one wrong, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, safe to say. Yeah.
In NBA, Miami, you have Miami Heat, Phoenix have Suns. What does Oklahoma have? We said Rangers?
Raiders. We said Raiders with the help of our American guest.
And?
It's the Oklahoma Thunder.
What? Sorry, Oklahoma.
So... rearrange the celebrities.
We never had to apologise to a whole state before. It's rough.
Rearrange the celebrities from cheapest to most expensive on Cameo. So I believe we went Reece James, we guessed around 35 quid.
Yep.
We then said Judy Murray, who we guessed around 40, 45. Gotta Basil be. Brush, we said about 65. Then Justin Hawkins.
Reece James has got to be charging 30 quid.
So in reverse order, Judy Murray, you said she was around 40 quid.
Yeah.
38.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Wow.
But she's the cheapest.
Okay.
This is big, bro.
Justin Hawkins.
Yeah, how much are you charging?
£57. Wow. That's like the price of probably one or two tickets for his gig, guy.
Yeah. Fair
tickets
play.
Fair play. Basil Brush, we said about 65. He's £73.
Amazing. Wow. Tough for Judy Murray that a puppet's earning more, isn't it?
Reece James.
Reece James is one. What's he charging? Like 80?
10 times the price of Basil.
Fuck off.
£758.
Reece James.
I don't believe it.
Reece, again, if you're listening, which I know you're not, you're charging nearly a grand to say happy birthday to people. We've just done it on the pod for free.
Wow. Okay, so below is a list of ingredients that were mentioned in a UK number one single release in 98. We really did some different renditions of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The song was Chocolate Salty Balls by Chef, aka Isaac Hayes. That means nothing to me.
Chocolate salty balls.
How does that go?
I don't know, but it's one of those like internet sounds so old. It's one of those internet things. Yeah. Okay, fine. I mean,
we've spoke before about 5 out of 5s. Getting 5 out of 5 in a round, which is like brilliant.
It's not happening on this, is
we've
it?
Not, no, but this is what I want to say. We've not really had it before where it's been a 0 out of 5.
You know what? It feels good in a way.
We're on track. It feels good in a way.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Liberating,
we'll
right?
Start again.
So let's hope we get this. So when it comes to chart toppers, the names Pamela and Angela are what? We said they are names in Mambo Number 5. Thankfully, we were correct. So we're on a 3 out of 10.
How do you feel about that, Karen?
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, you've got the biggest smile of the whole day, in fact.
It's kind
of
cool, you know?
We're going to take a break from the quizzing for 1 second and find out more about Kieran Sagu. We really are. Kieran, tell us, what was your sort of like start into comedy? How did you get into stand-up?
I always worshipped comedians.
Sure.
I feel that feels kind of perverted, actually. I always loved comedy. I loved comedy, and I just never thought it was something that I could do.
Mm-hmm. Who were your idols growing up?
Like, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, mm-hmm. I suppose, yeah. But, like, straight comedians, I did love Dave Chappelle.
Mm.
CBH. It's changed a little bit now.
Somewhat. Sure.
Yeah.
And then when did it go from sort of, like, loving comedy to doing comedy? How did that transition happen?
Well, it genuinely, it's quite sad, but I really just started going to comedy shows and then seeing some comedy that was so bad, I realized
you could do better.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And how was your
first? Which was really inspiring.
How was your first gig?
It was better than I thought it was going to be. It was at Comedy Virgins, you know, the iconic place.
Yeah.
Here in London. It went better than I thought it was going to be. But I just was like, I really love comedy. I want to like be in that world, I guess. But I'll just like sign up and see what happens. And if I can make it through one, then I'll be prouder of myself than I was before.
Were there any hellish gigs at the start?
Oh yeah, tons.
Go on, give us one.
Oh my God, you want the juicy tea?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't. Honestly, it went kind of swimmingly. I would say it got rough like recently. I had like quite a run in at the Comedy Store recently.
I think I saw this video tell Jake, tell
it's
the listeners
big
what
tea.
Happened.
It's kind of big tea. Well, so I did my first hour last year.
Congratulations.
Which was, thank you. It was very cool. And I did that hour at Soho Theater. And then basically a week later, I was booked to do the Gong Show at Comedy Store. And it's such a feral environment. Like, have you been?
I've been to gong shows. I've not been to that one, but they are brutal, aren't they?
So
for any listeners
brutal.
Who don't know, so comic goes up. They've got to get through 5 minutes of material without three audience members. So three audience members, random audience members, get given a card, basically, like a red card almost.
Yep.
And if all three lift it up, then that's the set over.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens like before your 5 minutes are up, you've sort of lost, haven't you?
It's
very brutal.
Yeah, and people are just out for blood. They want, you know, they just want to see you fail. So it's truly barbaric, but in a fun way.
So, I mean, first and foremost, fair play for doing a gong show.
Thank you. I avoided it in my early days because I'd heard about girls that would go on and just because they were women would be like, guard. So I was kind of like avoiding it. But they just said like, it's the best way to be seen. So I was like, screw it. I'll pay my dues. So I went up and I started my set and then I could hear this guy like being like, boo, get her off stage. He like wasn't even letting me finish the punchlines. So I was a bit like, what the hell? I was like, you gotta listen. They're thinkers. So then I start getting pissed off naturally. And then at some point I'm like, why don't you get up here, pussy? And so then I finish the set. I make it through the 5 minutes. So I beat the gong. And then the host comes on stage and he was like, she has a point. And then he put the house lights on and looked for the guy that was like yelling at me. And was like, why don't you come up here? And so it took a while for them to find him. He was kind of trying to hide or whatever. And it turns out he's like a new comedian.
So this was a comic.
He like started like 7 months ago, but he really wasn't, I don't think, in the scene that much. I think like he kind of was doing shows just with like the boys and they were gassing him up and he was cocky.
But isn't that crazy for a fellow comic to be heckling?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
What was disrespectful?
Was he pissed or?
I don't think so. Not at all.
So what happened?
The energy in there, you just get drunk off of it. It's really crazy.
So what happened?
So then he went up. and it was like the end of the show nearly, so people were wasted, and then someone was like, tell us a joke, you cunt! Sorry.
It was so fun.
And like, it was just, everybody hated him already, to be fair, so he was set up to lose, he did his set, and no disrespect, but it was carded quite quick, you know, they were just like, card. And it's so funny, because he's also on stage being like, I don't even care.
Oh my god.
I don't even care. And then they were like, card. And he was like, all right.
I'm cringing forward.
And he left stage. And then I was with the finalists and then I won. And then I gave a little sweet shout out to him.
But you won the show.
Yeah.
Come on.
Go on.
And that's the most embarrassing thing out of all of it. Tweeting.
We have a cheers, guys. Here we go. Cheers. So Kieran winning the show.
Well done. I mean, that's incredible. Kieran, if people want to watch your stand up, where can they watch you?
You back in Edinburgh this year?
I am. I'm going to be doing a split bill with Erica Eller. Very funny, very lovely. From the 18th to the 25th. Of August, and I'm going to be doing Slay 24, a show I run with two other fabulous comedians, Estefania Baja and Dominic McGovern. It's very slunty, it's very cool and funny, I'd say it's funny too, on the 14th and the 17th as well.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So check out Kieran on socials and go and see her live.
Final round from Dean.
So round three is board games. Jake, do you want to take it away?
Question number one. In the board game of Risk, the country Greenland is what colour?
Jake, I was staying at yours and I saw this game on your side.
Oh, mate, I bought Risk in lockdown. I bought Risk in lockdown because I thought, like, I'll play it with my flatmate Greg.
Yeah.
And then he just, he's one of those people that's just like, he's just so scared of commitment to the point where anytime I said, like, should we give it a go? He's like, oh, how long is it? I said, I think it can be quite long. He's like, oh, no, it's not the right night for it. Have you played Risk, anyone?
No.
I'm not going to know.
Do you know it? The board game Risk?
Let's go yellow.
Okay.
Question number two. According to their official website, how many blocks make a tower in the game of Jenga? Great
so
question.
So it's three in a row.
Three in a row.
Three each row. How many rows up do you reckon? 20?
I would say 20. That's 60? What I was thinking.
I think 20 is about right.
Yeah.
And do 20 times 3. 60. Great. Question number three. In the classic Monopoly board setup. We're talking about your classic Monopoly board setup, okay, guys? We're talking about the original.
Monopoly Salford edition.
When it's no Monopoly Deal, no Monopoly Star Wars. You're talking about your classic vintage setup. If you were to roll a double three, then a double six, then a double one, where would you land on the board? You cheeky bastard. Okay.
Whoa.
No idea. I think you'd be a bit further than jail, to be honest with you. I think you'd be maybe Trafalgar Square-ish.
Well, you'd be if we're saying there's 10 on each side on a square.
Yeah,
so
yeah, double, I think it's
you'd
jail.
Be in the opposite corner.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Jail. Yeah, let's do it. Question number four. The game Battleship. If A1 is top left corner square of the grid, what is the name of the square in the bottom right hand corner of the grid? Have you ever played Battleship?
I think so. Yeah.
Do you remember the names of it all?
No, aren't they coordinates?
Yeah, A1 would be your coordinate, but I don't know how far it goes, so...
I think it could be the whole effort. I think
you're
26. No, I think...
Really?
Yeah, because you think a ship probably generally covers about four different...
Should we say
26.
That. Yeah.
Maybe, let's say 26 by 30.
All right, I'm up for that. Z30? So, yeah?
I think that's right. I like the sound of it.
Okay, question number five. We've got a note here to say pay attention, okay?
Oh.
So we're going to really need to...
Strict.
In Cluedo, you've got your playable characters. There's Mrs. White, Reverend Green, Miss Scarlet, Miss Peacock, and Colonel Mustard. Then you've got your rooms, the kitchen, the hall, the ballroom, the conservatory, the lounge, the dining room, the cellar, the library, and the study. Finally, you've got your weapons, the candlestick, the rope, the dagger, lead pipe, and revolver. The only thing is, I have left out a character, a room, and a weapon from three categories. Can you solve the mystery? Easy! Oh my gosh, yes, right. Of course we can. So, White, Reverend Green, Scarlet, Peacock, Mustard. There's Professor Plum's missing. Oh, God, it's giving quite nerd energy, isn't it?
I love this.
I love Cluedo.
Hanging out with the nerds.
So, Professor Plum is missing there. So, in terms of the rooms, we've got kitchen, hall, ballroom, conservatory, lounge.
Is there a library?
The library. Drawing room. The drawing room, I think, might be one. Finally, you've got your weapons, the candlestick, the rope, the dagger, the lead pipe, and the revolver. What else would you kill someone with in Cluedo? Ah, is it the wrench? It's the spanner.
Yeah,
it's a spanner.
Like
a spanner. Or as Kieran would say, the wrench.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying it was Professor Plum in the drawing room.
Yeah, with the spanner, with the wrench or spanner.
Yeah. Should we give the answers?
Let's do it. Here we go. Woo-hoo! So, question number one. In the board game Risk, the country, Greenland is what colour? We had no idea, we just said yellow. The answer is yellow!
Shut up.
Oh my good lord. Okay, great. Question number two. According to the official website, how many blocks make a tower in the game of Jenga?
We said 60, we said 20 times 3.
We went too high by 6, it was 54.
Yeah, so it's 18.
54.
We weren't miles off.
Yeah.
Question number three, Monopoly board setup. Liam, this was all you. You said jail and mine.
And I don't even play Monopoly.
You don't? As a rule?
Did I even?
I don't even play it after what happened. It was indeed jail, yes!
Well, we said jail, but the reason being that if you roll three doubles in one turn, it's considered speedy.
Right, do you get that? So because you rolled...
Question.
So it wasn't that it was because it was 20, so you end up in the opposite corner of a board.
So we got it by accident, basically.
We got it right.
Well, we'll take the point.
Yes.
Question number four. If the battleship... Yeah, so it's a battleship question. We went with like Z20 or Z30 or something.
Yeah.
It was J10.
Shit.
Yeah, not great that. Question number five. Sorry, I got a little bit excited on this one, didn't I? It was indeed Professor Plum with the wrench in the billiard room.
Not the billiard room. Damn!
That's slightly annoying that we didn't get that.
So, Kieran, at the end of 15 questions, it was a 5.
Right. I think that's pretty good.
It's not brilliant.
I think it might be the lowest score we've had. Well, we've had a lovely time getting a very few points. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's over?
It's over, yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. Well, okay, don't get that upset. It almost sounds like you're happy that it's over. Yeah. What we like to do is to have a little bit of a review section from you, Kieran, of the quiz in general. So, Dean from the Mucky Duck, in terms of playability, what would you rate his quiz out of 10?
Inaccessible for most, I would say.
Sure.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Dean. I think that you're such an intellectual, and I think that you really put a lot of graft into your quizzes. And I don't think that you should feel like you need to accommodate for Americans as such, but...
Well, he sort of did. He had a few American questions that we were just not sure.
That's true, at the NBA, yeah. But I don't mean Americans as... I just mean as in anti-intellectual. So I would rate it just because I think that you're a genius, to be honest. A 6.5.
6.5. And in terms of the nature of his range of questions, getting into the questions now, out of 10, what do we reckon?
I'm going to say a 7.5.
7.5. It's okay. A strong score for Dean.
Bad, yeah.
I mean, personally, we've done a couple of Deans now. I think, Dean, you know I love you. But it was a very cryptic feel to this quiz, wasn't there? It was a lot of steps to work stuff out, and that's very much a good thing. Don't get me wrong, but I sometimes worry, Dean, you're too clever for us.
I think he's probably the best quiz master we've got.
Well, you just fucking love Dean, mate. You do. Why don't you climb out of his mucky duck for once?
Hey.
And then in taking into account your whole experience, so the pub itself, Connor, our producer behind the controls, the quiz, the hosts, the table, the vibe, general good vibes rating out of 10. What would you give it, Kieran?
I'd give it a 10, which is coincidentally all the amount of questions we didn't get.
Yay! Yay. Nicely done.
So thank you again to Dean, who does his quiz at the Mucky Duck in Brighton on Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
Love
Go
you,
and
Dean.
Check him out. And thank you to Kieran for being a great guest.
Yay!